More than 100 people gathered in front of a big screen at the McAuliffe Shepherd Planetarium and Discovery Center in Concord, New Hampshire, to see the giant Artemis rocket light up and fly. And Living on Earth's Steve Curwood was there.
As a big digital clock counted down, ripples of anticipation coursed through this all-age crowd, including one six-year-old who could not stay in his seat. Why was he here?
I came tonight because I haven't seen a rocket launch, and I really like space, and I've never seen a rocket launch. It'd be cool to see one.
A man named Sam also paced around.
It's the core of human beings to be curious, to want to explore, to get to what's next. And this is that first step for our next journey. We're going back to the moon, and we're going to set up a station on the moon, and we will have things going on there where there will be humans occupying the moon as their residence in the future. And that's just, this is the first step for it. And I just think that that's so incredibly exciting.
The McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center honors two famous New Hampshire astronauts. Alan Shepard was the first American in space and later the first to hit a golf ball on the moon. And while he made it home safely, Concord High School teacher and astronaut Krista McAuliffe did not. The ill-fated Challenger shuttle rocket exploded 73 seconds after liftoff. Both astronauts came from towns presently represented by Democratic Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
This is the most extraordinary moment that we could ask for as Americans, coming together to celebrate the end of an incredible process that led us to this night and to all that lies ahead, which is the future, which is innovation, which is space, and all of the discovery that comes with it.
And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was really amazing to watch. It was an incredible experience, and I've been waiting to see this my whole life. So being here has been amazing so far.
University of New Hampshire Astronomy Club member and student Rachel Golobieski.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. We're making history now.
It's felt unreal, out of this world, really. Our generation has never had something like this. So older folks all talk about seeing the first moon landing and how unreal that is. And we finally got something like that. That feeling, that adrenaline rush, that's excitement. It's also unreal.
Like Rachel, Riyad Ohabi also studies at UNH and is part of the same club.
Confirmed separation. Wow. Main engine.
Oh. I asked another astronomy club member, Liam Pearl, to say what he thinks the Artemis moon mission means.
Well, I hope it means that we're going to be able to have a permanent presence off the Earth for good. So, yeah, I hope so, yeah.
So what? Civilization, humanity is never going back. We'll always be more than just on the Earth.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope we would go back to Earth, but like not exclusively on the Earth, you know, to avoid extinction and all that.
As the big screen showed the Orion spacecraft going faster and faster to reach 18,000 miles an hour to get into Earth orbit, Rachel touched on the risks ahead on the even higher velocity voyage to the moon. The odds are daunting, knowing that while they took many trips, two of the five operational space shuttles eventually came to fiery and fatal ends.
I think in some ways it's a bit scary, especially for the people and families who are involved with this. But at the same time, there is a lot of risk involved in learning something new. And especially with the past missions, although there have been risks, we wouldn't have been able to make a lot of those discoveries that we have now because of that. So, I mean, I think they've done as much as they can to make sure this is safe. And we're hoping and praying that it will be. And yeah, I mean, I guess all we can do is really learn from our mistakes. And hopefully this one will go well.
And I asked Rachel and the others from the Astronomy Club, including Matthew Anderson and Joey Arena, what they might tell the astronauts right now if they could.
When astronauts are far enough away from Earth and they look back on it, it's almost spiritual how their perspective shifts. And in the modern day, with all of what's been going on, I want to know how their modern perspective changes when they see the Earth, how it is now, in its entirety from their little ship going to the moon.
What would you tell them if you could?
I'd tell them that they're the real-life Fantastic Four. And I hope that they get superpowers out there.
And you, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that their bravery and courage is so admirable, and a lot of people are willing to, I don't know, do some things with, you know, the things that they're passionate about, but nobody is really willing to die for what they're passionate about. And obviously, we hope that's not the case, but the fact that they're putting their lives out there and, you know, really just committing their life to this, I think, is an incredible quality that we all should have for whatever we're passionate about and courageous about.
UNH astronomy students and others speaking with Living on Earth Steve Curwood from the Artemis II launch party at the McAuliffe-Shepard Discovery Center in Concord, New Hampshire.